Secretary of State Chris Kobach is still defending Kansas's voting laws in court. Could the testimony from this Presidential Election Commission meeting show up as evidence?
I asked Secretary Kobach about that recently because to me it didn't seem like this was directly related to Kansas policies, but I asked him about our lawsuits here in the state and how it might be related, and he pointed to a number that his office has compiled saying there are 127 instances they've found of non-citizens either registering to vote or trying to register here in Kansas.
But the big question is, what is the total number? The 127 is just a small subset of whatever the total number is. And the commission may or may not be able to shed some light on that. I hope that at the end of the day, the commission will be able to give us a better idea of what the total number is.
That's one way it seems that information from this commission could trickle down here to Kansas.
Yeah, Secretary of State Kobach brought up that list of non-citizens who he says registered or attempted to register in Kansas at the last Election Commission meeting. Some of the materials that will be presented at this meeting have already been posted. Have you found anything interesting in there?
One thing that caught my eye is a speaker who is slated to talk about a potential idea for background checks when registering to vote, similar to when someone buys a gun. The idea kind of is that it would be a way to identify people who are convicted felons or who don't have U.S. citizenship. You know, that could be controversial, but at this point, it's just one idea they'll discuss. It's not necessarily something the commission will recommend.
So what could Kobach get out of these meetings besides ideas for how to keep the voter rolls of Kansas clean? Is there anything here that might help him, for example, in his defense of the proof of citizenship requirement for voter registration that's being challenged in court?
It seems like the more instances of alleged voter fraud he can get, the more he bolsters his side of this argument. If the panel can provide information that's somehow relevant to the lawsuits here in Kansas, it could give Kobach a leg up. Having solid voter fraud examples could be used in the case, really, for him to argue why the Kansas laws are needed.
Just this past week, Kobach authored a column in Breitbart that pointed to the possibility that a couple of thousand illegitimate votes could have swung the Senate race in New Hampshire that was won narrowly by a Democrat over an incumbent Republican in November. And so is he saying that something like 127 non-citizens voting could be enough to flip an election in Kansas?
Well, the argument has always kind of been that we do have some close elections for races like the state legislature. And Kobach has said we want to know these outcomes are correct, and a few illegal votes could potentially swing those races.
Kobach has his critics, of course. What do they say about that, though?
The arguments we kind of often hear are that the numbers Secretary Kobach are providing are not reliable, and any potential illegitimate votes are dwarfed by the number of legitimate voters being blocked or discouraged from voting by Kansas's registration policies. Here's House Minority Leader Jim Ward, who says Kobach's claims he believes are off the mark.
There is no information to justify the Secretary's paranoia. There is no information. And every time he's presented stuff, when serious people have looked at it in an independent way, it's been shown to be quite flawed.
That's State House Minority Leader Jim Ward there. And it could very well be Jim Ward and Chris Kobach who face off in the governor's race next year in Kansas.
That's right. Kobach and Ward are both running for governor, and they've really butted heads over these issues in the past. If the race ultimately comes down to Ward on the Democratic side and Kobach on the Republican side, I really suspect our voter registration policies will play a part in the race, and we'll hear arguments about them from both sides of the ticket.